Hi, my name is Ben. I'm an alcoholic. A little bigger than you are. My name is Ben. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 25th of 2011. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I sponsor others. when I first got sober, I had to really look back at the movie and look at what really happened. And it wasn't until I was probably 4 months where I realized I've always wanted to drink. Always. Everything about drinking, when it comes to bars, nightclubs, parties, social events, you name it. If it had alcohol involved, I wanted to be there. Always. And growing up, that was my goal. That was the thing. It was drinking. It was always a motive of trying to drink, trying to find alcohol, trying to find how to sneak it. And drugs are a part of my story. They took me down in that it sped up my process. But it doesn't really matter to me because I'll use everything and anything to change the way I feel. And I know today that I am an alcoholic. But when I first drank, it didn't do what I wanted it to do. But of course, I continued to drink all, you know, the rest of my life. The first time I got drunk, I stole a bottle of vodka. My parents are gone. I'm 15, 14. I got smashed in my house with three of my buddies drinking screwdrivers in my kitchen playing cards. The feeling I got was good. It got better, and then it got really bad. I'm puking my toilet and telling myself, man, I will never do this again. Man, this is what this is like. This is not for me. My childhood, early childhood was good. I have parents that are together to this day. They are not drinkers. And I always wanted to drink. And things at home with my parents, my relationship turned sour as I got older. And, you know, drinking was an immediate thing. Just let me numb the pain. I need to escape. I need to change the way I feel. I need something to survive because this isn't doing it. And I drank all the way through high school, all throughout college. And my issue, I always believe, was my parents, man. If I, you know, if they were not here and they were not around, I don't have to deal with them, I'd be okay. And I was convinced. I mean, I was absolutely convinced I'm good, but you guys are the problem. And I had an opportunity to leave, and I went to college in California. I should back up. I grew up in Chicago. And I moved to Chicago at night, or Chicago, bleh, moved to California when I was 19. And when I first got there, there was a big sense of relief. I mean, huge weight was off my shoulders. You know, I'm going to be okay. This is finally the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, now I'm out. And I remember being out at this huge party. I'm living in a college town where the whole town is pretty much just college kids. And I remember feeling the same way I did at home and thinking, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I mean, I'm in California, man. This is what I've dreamed about for a year. That's all I've talked about for a year was California. Growing up on the south side of Chicago, you get seasons, and there are some really awful seasons. Snow is, you know, pretty for like 10 minutes until you have to drive in it. I don't know, some of you New Yorkers may know. But California, that was all I talked about. That was all I dreamed about. When I finally got out there, and I was stuck with me again. And still not convinced that I had a problem. I mean, I continued to drink, and I found people that did what I like to do. And my motive for going to California was not to go to college, but was to party. And that's exactly what I did. I was not old enough to go into bars. California is pretty strict on their drinking and driving. So my house parties were definitely a big thing, and that's what I did. And, of course, when I turned 21, I just tore things up. I stayed out there for 5 years. 5 years, things really progressed big time. I was free to do what I wanted, when I wanted. It was the first time in my life where I had that open space and that freedom to make my own decisions where I really don't have my parents to blame. But of course, as an alcoholic, there's always somebody or something, some situation for me to blame why I'm acting this way or why certain things are going wrong in my life, and that's your fault. And I could give you some good reasons why it's your fault. But I was still convinced, and I still didn't feel like I was an alcoholic or I even had a problem. I mean, I had many nights where my consequences are starting to build. I'm moving place to place. I probably, in 5 years, I lived maybe four, six different places. But that's when things really took off, big time, in those five-year span. Because in a way, I felt like I was holding off. And I'm just going to be good now. You know, I'm in high school. I'm going to wait and then go do what I want to do. But that progression for me was very fast. Within the first year of me moving there, I was drinking like never before. I was doing things I never thought I'd be doing. And by the end of the first year, I was living in a house with three other guys. We are doing illegal stuff. I'm really doing what I want. And I'm working. I'm going to school. School goes out the window because that's not a priority for me. That gets in the way of my drinking. And anything that got in the way of me drinking went. And at the end, that's exactly what happened. And through that period of time when I was out there, I went through jobs, worked here for a year, worked somewhere else. But in that time period, it was kind of, I did learn some things, and I'm glad I went out there. But it was interesting looking back that now I can see everything went. And I mean, school went out the window. My expectations and my goals left. Jobs were not a priority because I can get money some other way. Girls, that's not a priority because I feel better when I feel like this. You know, I left California 5 years after. Of course, I have to go back home now because I have no job. I have no education. So I'm back in Chicago. I am depressed. I am miserable, and I knew I could not drink like I was before. The summer before I left, I had this feeling like I'm going to leave. My time is done out here, and I left. So this year and a half was really miserable, and I'm sitting in my room, just kind of unbelieved, like where I am. I moved down to Orlando to go to school. I went to a trade school. And I got there in September, October. Things got really bad because I had a whole break, and now I got to make up for that time. October came, and I'm panicking. I mean, things are really bad. They say the disease takes a break, and it picks off right where it left off, and mine certainly did. It made up for a lot of lost time. I called my father and said, I've been lying to you, I've been cheating you, I've been stealing from you, and I want to go to rehab right now. And my father says, go back to school. So now I'm panicked because that was my out, and now I really don't know what to do. I get a job for a few months. I finish school, and that was my end. That end was somewhere I never thought I'd end up. And I remember being there, and getting the bottle back, and I can't believe I'm doing this again. I'm doing the same thing I was doing 7 years ago. The same thing. And what's changed is everything around me has gotten worse. That's the only thing that's changed. I moved down here to Tampa, and I went to treatment for 2 months, and I stayed here. I was motivated. I was desperate, and I was very willing to do anything to stay sober. I was ready to walk. I was ready to do this. Not because of a judge, not because of parents, because I was in a lot of pain. So I was motivated. Of course, my motivation goes away because my pain has gone away. So I get out of treatment, and the only thing that I was really willing to do was go to meetings. And that's what I did for 3 months. And I white-knuckled it and pay the consequences big time. By the grace of God, I did not pick up. But those 3 months... after I was out of treatment, I had no program and I had no solution because now the thing that I love to do that makes me feel better is gone and it's not a solution anymore because I know it doesn't work. but I'm not willing to do the things that are suggested in AA. I got sick and tired again of being sick and tired, and I called my sponsor. I started doing the steps, and we went through them. Everything changed after I did the steps. I can't tell you the formula and why and how it worked, but I just know that it does. I know that there was a change from white-knuckling it and being willing to go through the steps. And it's my understanding that after going through the steps with the sponsor, if I continue to do 10, 11, and 12, I will stay sober. But I got finished, and I felt like I know a lot less than I do. It's a beautiful thing, though. I mean, it's all worth it. If you're new tonight, let me tell you, I wouldn't be here because somebody asked me to or because I'm paid to, but I want to. I mean, if this didn't work for me, I'd be out. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be drinking. But I've discovered that if I do this honestly and I'm open about it, it's all worth it in the end. And there's a big payoff, but I have to do the work. My sponsor in the beginning, he told me that the answers and the relief are in the steps, and he was not lying. And it's not easy all the time, but it has been worth it. The God part, as far as recovery goes, has been a major part in my recovery. Quick background, my father is technically a minister. He's a pastor. He gets mail and it says reverend on it, but he doesn't practice. So I grew up with religion, and I hate religion. I still just don't agree with a lot of it. And that's the beauty of AA, is it's not religious, and it doesn't have to be. It can be, but it's spiritual. And to me, those are two different things. And for me, walking with God and doing the things in AA has been the saving grace for me, because I know that I need people today, and I need to rely on all of you, but I have to remember that everybody's human, and people make mistakes. And God is the common denominator that has always been there my whole life, even when I pushed him away. And that's the beauty of today, is that I can see that. It's hard for me to admit this, and it's hard for me to remember at times, but I'm really undeserving of all of this, because I made a decision years ago that this is what I was going to do the rest of my life. It doesn't matter what happens. This makes me feel good, and I'm going to be drinking. And if I can have that too, then that's fine. But I made that decision. And I said, I told my father and God that I don't want you in my life at all. I don't want any part of you. And God knows that. My parents know it. And they still love me. And that's the beauty of these steps. That is, when I work them honestly, I get things back. And I get things that I never thought I would get. If you are new, just stick around and just try it. I heard this speaker. He was coming up on like 9 or 10 years. Me and my buddy heard him speak. And he said, willingness is the only thing that you need to bring to the table. And that means that you're going to be willing to be honest, willing to be open, willing to be open-minded, to give things a try. Because at 5 months sober, I was in so much pain, and I couldn't honestly tell myself or anybody that I did the steps and I gave it a try, because I didn't. I sat in my third, and I was miserable. You know, luckily I didn't do the 1-2-3 shuffle. But I know that if, when I was open, I was just willing to do four, willing to do my fourth step, things change. A lot of things change. So stick around, because the payoff is big if you do the work, if you're willing. It's all been worth it for me, and there's rooms full of people that all said the same thing when I got here. They said it's just worth it in the end. There's hope. And if you're new, I suggest that you stay and honestly give it a shot. And if you don't like it, we can refund your misery. So thank you for letting me share.